everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three young boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at livelylittlecampers.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
In this week's special episode, our first RV Family Travel Atlas Adventure Guide,
we are going to share everything you need to know to have a great RV trip to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We're going to talk about where to stay, what to eat, and our favorite family activities.
And our readers weigh in on the Cape as well, offering some additional recommendations and a little feedback on our adventure guide.
Stephanie has been wanting to go to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, probably since we first got married, and she's mentioned it over and over again, and for one reason or another, we didn't go.
Whoa, wait. It wasn't for one reason or another. I have to break into your little intro here. It wasn't for one reason or another. It is the same story every time I want to go to sort of a destination place, and I have a list of places that I can trot out to argue my point here.
It's actually a written list.
Yeah, no, it probably is somewhere written down, but I have it memorized and I can tell it.
So, all right.
So, no, that is something that's been a discussion back and forth when we're planning a lot of our trips. Like when I wanted to go to Niagara Falls, I had never been to Niagara Falls before. And I just feel like like those kinds of places, yes, they might be crowded. Yes, they might have a lot of touristy trap kind of places, but I want to see them in my life. And I don't want to say, oh, I never went to Niagara Falls because a lot of people go there. And then Myrtle Beach was the same thing.
And we loved
Niagara
Falls.
And we had such a good time when we went there. And we loved the campground that we stayed at there too, which we'll talk about another time.
And we loved Myrtle Beach.
But then Myrtle Beach was the same thing. I said, I want to go to Myrtle Beach. Like, I want to see this place that
and
so
I
many
said,
people go to.
It's touristy.
You said, it's touristy. It's crowded.
I was wrong.
And we went and we had a phenomenal time. So I'm not going to belabor this point, but
I think you've already belabored.
Okay, so Cape Cod was in that list of places that I kind of had to push for.
I had heard for years that the Cape was incredibly crowded.
Crowded. Now, it's crowded.
We are both teachers. We do our big trips during the summer, and I had heard that Cape Cod was a bit of a nightmare during the summer.
Now, we live in New
months.
Jersey, though, so I kind of feel like, okay, we live in a crowded place. Like, we're not scared of crowds, and we understand that sometimes places are crowded for a reason. Like,
true.
They have a lot of, like, bonuses to them. So
as you can see, Stephanie can be persuasive, and this year she did. She kind of put her foot down. We had decided we wanted to do New Hampshire, and she kind of put her foot down and said, well, I want to do Cape Cod first.
Right.
So for this year's big trip, this past summer, right after school ended, around June 20th, we headed to Cape Cod for a week. And then
yeah, I think we left the day after.
We left the day after, which we've never done before.
Right.
So we headed to Cape Cod for a week and then White Mountains, New Hampshire for a week. And Cape Cod was a smash hit for our family.
Right. It was almost an overwhelming experience to feel like we've lived. Took us 5 hours to get there.
About five.
And it was almost overwhelming for us to think we've lived 5 hours away from here.
And we've never been here, and we just loved it so much. We loved it so much. We are talking about retiring there, not south people.
Jeremy acts like we talk a lot about retirement. We do not.
I do talk a lot about retiring. So anyway, this entire episode of the RV Family Travel Atlas is going to be dedicated to Cape Cod. We want to talk about where you should camp, where you should eat, and where you should have fun with your family. We had a tremendous week. We packed a lot in, and we want to share it all with you with the hopes that you can plan your own awesome RV trip to Cape Cod.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, let's start with the campground that we chose. We decided to stay at the Atlantic Oaks RV Park based on good reviews and good feedback on RV.net. So why don't you start off by telling us something you loved about Atlantic Oaks?
Well, I loved Atlantic Oaks, but let's just back up a second and say that our main concern with Atlantic Oaks was something we've talked about before, was the lack of a pool, right?
This is true.
We oftentimes choose campgrounds with pools because we have young children, and what happens is we like to like do a lot of activities and pack a lot into our day. And a pool's really helpful for that. We leave early in the morning, we go, we might do hikes, we might like go someplace, like see something.
We don't spend the entire day poolside ever.
Right.
In fact, we might only spend an hour or two at the pool.
We do that, and then we lunch out somewhere, like we pack a lot into our day by like 2 o'clock.
The pool is downtime for us at the
end
of the day.
And then at the end of the day, we come back, and it is such a great way to kind of unwind in the afternoon with the kids. They love it. We're always like, we'll go back to the campground and we'll go to the pool.
Get all the sand off, et
right.
cetera, et cetera.
It's become just sort of a very easy way for us to travel with our kids. So Atlantic Oaks does not have a pool. And so we were like...
We did go back and forth on whether to stay there
right.
or not.
We were like, okay, this doesn't have a pool. It's not like our typical campground, but we're going to try it anyway. It has great reviews.
Reviews were good.
And it has other things really going for it in terms of location.
Yeah. And honestly, by the end of our stay there, even by the first day, we did not care
no,
one bit.
The idea
there
was not a pool that a
because
pool wasn't
I'm
there
gonna now
was...
I'm gonna start off here. This okay. place has a phenomenal location. I mean, right. it is in a great position on the Cape.
I contacted a friend of mine who lives in Massachusetts. And I said to her, should we stay here or should we stay there? I gave her a couple of places and she gave me the rundown on pros and cons of both places. She said Eastham is a little bit further off the beaten track.
A little bit further off the mainland.
Right. And she said, it's a little farther out. You're going to have to drive a little farther to
it's
get there.
It's about 25 miles from Provincetown, mm-hmm. which is the end of the Cape.
The end, right. And she said all that. She said, but if you really want those sort of pristine beaches and you want that more authentic Cape experience, that's what she recommended. And that kind of sealed the deal for me. I said, okay, let's
yes.
go there.
And
I
my,
did.
And my aunt, who we'll talk more about her later and her role she played in this trip, lives about a mile away from the campground. And she also raved about Eastham and about all the great places to eat and all the fun things to do with the kids. And also that it wasn't the most crowded part of the Cape. It was a bit off the beaten track to some degree.
As much off
the
beaten track, it seems like, as you can get.
It was more like a neighborhood. It was more mm-hmm. like a nice summer beach town than a really highly touristed area.
So we chose Atlantic Oaks kind of after all of that back and forth. For a couple of months, I feel like, we really debated the location. And we showed up, and honestly, I can't imagine a better campground.
Yeah, our
experience for the Cape.
Our site was really nice. We had mm-hmm. a pull there. It's pretty much all pull through sites there. We had a full hookup pull through site. It was pretty spacious. There are some photos of the site on blog.jaco.com. If you just dig back a little bit to our Cape Cod article, so it's a spacious site. It was also a buddy site. This was a
right.
trip that we did with Joe and Ashley, our camping buddies. So their camper faced ours, which we mm-hmm. love buddy sites, and then we had the shared space in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of other things we loved about the campground, too. What else struck you?
So oftentimes when you're camping by a beach, you're very exposed. And this had trees everywhere. So you're in a beachy location, but to have that shade in a beachy location
like
is really nice.
We love the Cape Hatteras KOA, mm-hmm. but if it's hot out, you're just
you're
the sun is beating down
you're
on you. So that's true. I forgot about that. It's
love
very shaded.
That. Like at the end of a day, you've been out in the sun, you've been on the beach, the bay, whatever. You come back and you can sit in your chair and relax under the shade. And that's really important. I feel like just for that relaxation component. So I love that. The very first day we pulled in, as Jeremy was setting up, we don't always use the bathhouses, but Jeremy was setting up and I walked all the kids up to the bathhouses, pristinely clean,
right.
which I think...
Eat off the floor clean.
Like, don't say that. It's so gross.
No, I like that line. I'm going to keep using it.
It's pristinely clean. Nobody needs to eat off the floor of a bathroom ever, but it is a really nice
yeah.
bathhouse, nice laundry facilities. And then I brought them into the game room area.
Yes. They have a relatively new office, mm-hmm. lounge,
it's like a loungey kind of thing. It had like, did it have a fireplace?
I don't
Please.
Have a fire.
I don't know.
Remember.
It was like a room.
But
I don't remember if there was a fireplace
off of the,
in there. But.
Off of the very well-stocked camp store, there was a really nice lounge room. It had couches. It had chairs. I believe it had chessboard. It had mm-hmm. television. I did some work there on a couple rainy nights. And on a couple rainy nights, there were like fathers and sons playing chess, people in the game room. It was like
right.
we love when a campground has like a rec room or a lounge like that for the rainy nights. So you can get out of the camper, stretch your legs a little bit, get some work done, let the kids play. And this one was meticulously clean. clean bathrooms.
Everything was clean.
Great camp store. Friendly staff.
Little, like, rocking chairs on the porch to sit in. Mm-hmm. Just all those little details that make a place feel really welcome.
Charming mm-hmm. and cared for.
And very, like, kind of small and inviting, too, at the same time. Like,
absolutely.
So our first experience kind of getting there was I was just really impressed by the environment. And then we immediately, of course, jumped on our bikes and got on the bike trail. And we just started, like, exploring the area. It was so accessible.
Let's slow down on that bike trail. The highlight of this campground, which to me makes it one of the best campgrounds we've ever been to and one of the most unique campgrounds we've ever been to, is that the property of the campground connects directly to the Cape Cod bike trail. The Cape Cod bike trail is stunningly beautiful. It runs almost the entire distance of the Cape, and you can hop on your bike right outside of your camper, take a right turn and then another right turn, and you're on that bike trail, and you can go all over the Cape from that bike trail. What are some of the places that we rode
to? I thought that we were saving that for later, but
no, let's not save it for later.
On the first day, we got there, we hopped on our bikes, and it just... In a like, we didn't know really much about the area yet. We weren't sure what we were doing. We just went about a mile, not even a mile, half a mile up the bike trail
to Arnold's. Less than a quarter mile.
Just to have, like, the perfect intro.
Perfect seafood restaurant, ice cream joint,
right.
Miniature golf course.
And we didn't even do all of that. We just went to have lunch, and then we came back. Like, on that first day, it was just this little jaunt up the bike trail just to, like, get us acclimated to the area, and it was such a nice way to break in. It was like that moment where you feel like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, so we fell in love with the Cape Cod bike trail right away, and then it only got better and better, because what we soon realized was that the Cape Cod bike trail hooks up to the bike trail at the National Seashore.
Right.
So you can ride your bike right from the campground on the Cape Cod bike trail into the National Seashore and then ride right up to the beach. Now, that was one of my favorite bike rides ever in my life. So what did you like about that bike ride up to the beach?
Okay. Well, first of all, it wasn't like our bike rides in Acadia, which, like, involved lots of really steep hills and, like, me screaming, like, why are we doing this?
It was relatively, like, flat with some
fun, fast up and downs. I love that. Like, I love when you just, like, a little bit up and a little bit down, like, very, like, rolling hilly.
Yeah, it was through this, like, lush forest of pine trees.
And the landscape changed so much as you went. So you'd go through these little forests.
There's, like, bunny rabbits jumping out of the woods. We saw a red fox jump out of the woods. Right. There's birds flying. It was literally like being in Eden.
And then you'd come out and you'd go over, like, a little boardwalk area over a marsh.
Yep.
And then you'd be in more of a sand duny area. Mm-hmm. Like, you really just went from landscape to landscape.
And you ended up
in this very quick sort of fun bike riding kind of a way. And we used the bike trail, I think, every day
that
we were there.
And we arranged date nights with Joe and Ashley where we watched their kids. They watched our kids, and we each did these very kind of romantic bike rides up to the beach. Now, to be fair, we loved this campground. We're talking about going back to this campground next summer, but we would pick a different site, even though in a lot of ways we were happy with our site. There was a couple issues with it that we want to share with you in case you decide to go. So, Stephanie, what was the issue with our site?
Well, the way the campground is mapped out, like, all of the roads are one way.
About 10 or 12 roads.
Right, from the front to the back of the campground. So you would pull in and you'd find your road. You know, you'd go longer and then you'd go on that road towards the back of the campground.
Right, you would turn right on Cedar or Dune or Flounder or Haddock or Indian
and they're
or Juniper.
All one way that way, towards the back. And then what happens is at the back of that road, it loops back around on one road to the front.
Which was Atlantic Avenue, which was our row.
So Atlantic Avenue.
All traffic had to exit on Atlantic Avenue, which was our row.
Which is like the first street. Like, it's like the first road in the campground. So, you know, we had this campsite that was an awesome campsite.
Great campsite.
And one of the things that was great about it was it has this space, it had this buddy site, but
every car that drove
that
out
exited
of that campground
out of the campground
went past us. And with little kids, it is one of our major issues that we like to avoid car traffic and sites that have a lot of car traffic. And also, Stephanie, you did say that you saw some people driving a little bit too quickly.
I did not just some. And there were quite a few people who did not drive as if kids might be biking.
And there were kids all over this campground.
That's how campgrounds are. Campgrounds are like that. And people who drive on campgrounds need to understand that there's kids on bikes in campgrounds. And they need to go 5 miles an hour. Like, really less than that, 3 miles an hour.
We always say people should drive so slow that if a kid, God forbid, hit a kid, they would be fine.
If a kid darts in front of your car, it should not be hard. You shouldn't have to slam on your brakes. Like, it just shouldn't be hard.
So there were some people driving too quickly.
So people were going too fast on that road. So first of all, we would just pick a site that was on one of those other roads. And I think
I would recommend the next one over, like Beach or Cedar, because those were great roads.
There was a couple that we became friendly with on the site, on the street right over, and they went to that street, I think. They stayed at that site over and over again. They loved it.
And they commented on the same thing. They said the road you're on has more traffic.
So, and I would say that the one time I did actually go up to the front desk to complain, because there was a car that was like zipping through the campground. And when I went up to complain, the woman at the front desk was like, "I understand. I know people do that all the time here." And I was like, well, okay, but if you have that problem on your campground, then you need to do something about it.
Put some speed bumps in or something.
And or people need to get a very like stern talking to when they check in. Like, I feel like that makes a big difference. Like, if people are just told, look, kids are playing in this campground, and if you go over 5 miles an hour, it's dangerous.
Right.
Like, people adjust their driving habits.
And luckily for the campground, I think they could either just change the traffic pattern or they could put in some speed bumps. This is a problem that's easily solved.
It is. And overall, that's why I love the campground. And I'm not mentioning that to be a negative Nelly about it. I'm mentioning that because I think it's something that makes such a big difference in people's comfort level at most campgrounds. It happens to be almost like my only pet peeve.
It's about safety.
It's about safety. And I feel like you can't get past that. You can't quite relax all the way if you don't really feel comfortable with your kid's safety at a campground.
So we recommend Atlantic Oaks RV Park. We strongly recommend it, but we recommend that you don't get a site on Atlantic
Avenue.
And
don't drive fast there.
And if you do go, don't drive fast, because Stephanie's going to be watching.
I will be. And I'll like chase you down.
And she's not afraid to go talk to that.
I'll wag my finger at you.
She's not afraid to go talk to that camp store manager.
No, and that's just how it is.
So now we'd like to talk about food. And boy, did we eat a lot of great seafood on Cape Cod. I mean, we sort of set out on a mission to eat some great seafood and to try some great lobster rolls, and we really succeeded. I mean, we went crazy. Let's start by talking about two places that are close to Atlantic Oaks, the Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar and the Friendly Fisherman. Both of them are really close to the campground, even walkable, would you say?
Well, Arnold's is totally walkable. We rode our bikes there just because the bike path was there. And the Friendly Fisherman
was bikeable too.
Of course it was. Yeah, we went there after the beach.
Now, both of these places were great, but for slightly different reasons. So let's start with Arnold's. Even though we mentioned them before, what did you like about Arnold's and what maybe didn't you like?
Oh, wow. I love, look, it's a highly contentious topic, people, but I love a hot lobster roll.
And I do too.
A warm,
we are not cold lobster roll people. No. I'll eat one.
Right.
If you put one in front of me right now, I'll eat it.
And we did. We ate the cold lobster roll.
And we enjoyed them.
And we love them. And we say like, oh, this is a good lobster roll. But really, when we're like drop dead honest, the bottom line is that when Jeremy and I get a warm lobster roll in front of us, just like that perfectly soft
toasted bun,
buttery, and then we're just like very quiet.
I wish right now I could give each of our listeners
a hot lobster roll
from Arnold's.
It's taken us years to kind of come to that conclusion, because even some of our favorite seafood places right around us at home have cold lobster rolls.
But Arnold's did the hot lobster roll, and they did it in style, and there was a lot of lobster on that lobster.
There was just so much, and it was our first meal in Cape Cod.
That's
and I think that always like changes your perspective on things.
It gets you into the groove of the place.
I think the reason why we ate so much in Cape Cod was because we had that first lobster roll at Arnold's. Like, we biked up, we got the lobster roll, and we were like, okay, this is heaven.
This is Cape Cod.
Let's just do this for the next week over and over and over again. And we did. So I have to say, you know, every if you read a lot of the reviews online for Arnold, you'll see people loving it. And then you'll see a lot of reviews that are like, it's crowded.
And it is crowded.
It's the place that all the tourists go, or again, a theme. But it's because it's good.
And by the way, remember that the week we were there, somebody crashed their car into the dining area at Arnold's?
After. It was after, because we saw it on, like, Twitter or something.
No, it was it was while we were there. Joe told us that
it was after we went.
Somebody wanted that hot lobster roll so badly, they drove their car right into the dining area. And I'm not kidding. Look it up. There was only a couple things I wouldn't even say they were dislikes about Arnold's, but it is cash only.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to remember to bring cash.
Oh, but you can get a beer there. It has like a beer and wine bar kind of a thing.
And a great ice cream joint. A great, I think it was homemade ice cream attached.
And a mini golf course, which again is a pro or a con depending on what time of day it is and whether you have children with you or not to like fend off. Because we weren't playing mini golf when we went there. We were like, no, we're not going
on
the mini golf.
If you're staying at Atlantic Oaks, you hop on your bikes or even walk the bike trail. And it's honestly, it's about 100 yards away. You can be eating great seafood, getting ice cream, doing the mini golf, and you're right by the camp. It's almost like it's on the campground.
Like if I have to go to a touristy seafood joint,
this is the one.
This is where I want to go.
The second place that we really loved for maybe some slightly different reasons was the Friendly Fisherman, which is not quite as close, but still really, really close to the campground. What did you love about the Friendly Fisherman?
Well, of course, there's the playground.
There is like a legitimate full size. No, it was. It was like a real legitimate playground. The playground at the Friendly
Fisherman. Of yesteryear.
But there was a chalkboard to write on. There were swings. There was a slide.
There was like those things you hang on that the kids swing on. And, you know.
But either way, people, you can eat your seafood while your kids play on the playground right there.
And drink your BYO beer. From the
liquor store right next door,
which
is
always a nice setup. So you can go there, you can get like a nice beer to drink with your seafood, come next door, your kids can play on the swing set, you sit there and enjoy your seafood.
Just enjoy a casual, relaxing meal. And we talked to a couple.
Good chowder.
Great chowder. We talked to a few locals there that night, and they said, to some degree, they said Arnold's is the more touristy place. Friendly Fisherman's a little bit more of the locals' joint.
Well, it was on the list that your aunt gave us.
The magic list.
The magic list. There's a photo on Instagram. Well, there's a photo on Instagram if anybody wants to go and look at it. His aunt, the morning we arrived.
My aunt Nancy.
Gave us a list. We went over there. We'll talk about the donuts and the coffee and everything we had.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We went over there, and she just did draw up this wonderful list for us. And the Friendly Fisherman was on there. And
so many of the great things we discovered on Cape Cod were on that list.
So we went there because of that. And then the couple there was like, oh, yeah, this is totally the locals' place.
And it wasn't crowded. The night we were there was not crowded.
And is somebody on, like, was it like Rachel Ray or something? Or one of those Food Network people? When we were there, somebody said, oh, this is the place that, like, Rachel Ray named. The not-to-be-missed seafood place on Cape Cod.
Yeah, and the prices were, I think, comparable to
basically
Arnold's.
Basically the same.
And we're not saying that it's so much better than Arnold's, but just that playground was great. It was much less of a crowd.
Good picnic tables in the back. Really relaxing.
Yeah, remember, we rushed to get there because we were worried that we wouldn't get a table. Yeah. And we had the joint to ourselves.
Big picnic tables. It was great. Look, both meals were great. There's not one. I don't think there's one clear winner. I think they were different meals for different times. But I'm telling you, I get hung up about a warm lobster roll. I think that at the end of the day, that's the deal breaker for us. Like,
so you'd go with Arnold's.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, listen.
I know. Well, but the crab cakes at the Friendly Fisherman were better.
Enough about lobster rolls. It's time to talk about coffee and donuts, people. Because Cape Cod has got the best coffee joint that we've ever discovered, would you say?
Well, I guess so, because a package just came from them week, right? You're still ordering from them.
I emailed my aunt before we left for the trip and said, are there any good places for coffee? And she said, you can smell Beanstalk Roasters from the campground that we were staying at. I got very excited to hear that. So Beanstalk is this great coffee company. Their headquarters is on Cape Cod in Eastham, 1 mile from the campground, accessible almost directly off the bike trail. So I would hop on my bike ride over to Beanstalk almost every day we were there.
Yeah, you did.
And it's actually, it's not.
And in the afternoon, you'd be like, I'm going over.
Oh my gosh. I love, love, love this place. And actually, let me tell you, it was not a coffee shop. It's their actual roastery where they fulfill their orders for all over New England. So if you show up, it's this very industrial building. They basically open up the garage door in the morning and you can walk in and buy fresh roasted coffee beans. And everything, almost everything we tried, we loved. And they will not sell you a cup of coffee there. They just have free coffee for you. They literally, you come in, you pour yourself a cup of coffee, and you can buy the beans. And they have a menu of about 12 to 15 different types of beans. What did you like best?
I want to know. You tell me. You pay attention. Wellfleet?
We loved the Wellfleet blend. We've been ordering that. Yeah. We also love the Vineyard blend. We love their Honduras. We love their organic Sumatra. The only one
we I really like the organic Sumatra. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only one we recently ordered, the Shuckers blend, not quite as impressed, but we loved Beanstalk. Great prices, great fresh roasted coffee, and a mile from the campground.
So perfect to eat with your
donuts. And the donut joint on Cape Cod, which was also just ridiculously good, was called Hole in One.
Yeah.
And again, my aunt introduced us to Hole in One when we went over.
They were
to
there
her.
That morning. She had a box of Hole in One donuts.
When we went over to her home, that she had a box of these donuts waiting for us, and they were absolutely delicious.
Right. Just fun. I mean, and we're not like big, like every morning you're going to go out and get donuts for breakfast.
But on vacation, why not?
Well, but we didn't get them every morning.
We got them a couple mornings. One morning. I got them one morning.
Yeah. And it was just really a fun
It's a
vacation.
Famous Cape Cod joint.
And I guess it gets really busy, right?
The morning
like you
I went.
You have to go.
I went there. I might have been 6 a.m. or 6:30, and it wasn't quite a line out the door, but the line was close to being out the door. It's a well-known place on Cape Cod. I think they have two locations as well, one in Orleans and one in Eastham.
So you have to go there. You have to go there early.
Yeah, get some coffee at Beanstalk, get some donuts there, then go eat some lobster rolls, and just pretty much eat your way through Cape Cod.
It's
worth it. Now, there's one more place we have to mention, and that is the Marconi Beach Restaurant. And we had quite the meal there. It was delicious, but memorable for other reasons.
Well, it wasn't our children's best display of behavior, but that was entirely our fault. And we had spent a very busy day. We did a big, long sort of hike. And it was the kind of day where all of a sudden it's 1:32 and Wes hadn't had a nap yet.
To eat quickly and we chose to sit down.
It was really late in the afternoon and everybody was hungry and tired. And here we go, hey, let's sit down to eat, which we're normally much smarter about things than that. But it was just for some reason, every once in a while, you end up in a place where you're like, let's just eat here. And we did.
So Wes was melting down. The boys were tired. And we had not one, but I believe two gigantic milk spills.
I don't know. I can't even remember it at this point.
But what we do remember is the lovely waitress, Janine.
Right. And I did, while a couple days later or something, I wrote on our blog, like, an open apology letter to our lovely waitress, Janine, because I don't think we've ever had a waitress that was so kind.
Well, she was
and
an
generous.
Angel. She was an angel in disguise, and she has so been nice. Sent to this earth to wait on parents like us.
And no matter what happens, she's like, kids. I have kids. I know. And I'm like, okay, but that doesn't mean
she suggested that Stephanie order a beer.
She did right away. She was like, would you like a beer? And I thought, well, yes, I would. But, I mean, honestly, they were just kind there. They didn't make us feel like we were like, oh, our kids are behaving so badly. And we knew it, but we didn't feel like we were getting those looks from them letting us know.
They made us feel so welcome. And the food was great. I had the Cape Cod Reuben, which is like a seafood sandwich.
It was recommended to us. It was a Reuben,
delicious.
But a seafood version of a Reuben.
Yeah.
And it was recommended, and it was
delicious.
Great. We were a little bit on the fence about it, but it was so good. And it was just like a really good sit-down
good
meal.
Good homey place.
Like,
they have barbecue
style.
Options, mm-hmm. family style. And it's right by the Audubon Wildlife Preserve.
Mm-hmm. Which
so
is
that's
where
a great
we were
thing
before.
To couple it with. So look, at the end of the day, there are so many things to do on Cape Cod. We loved Atlantic Oaks, but one of the highlights of our trip was just chowing down, baby.
You gotta eat. So when we were first planning our trip to Cape Cod, I think we thought we would spend a lot of time at the National Seashore. And we definitely went to a couple of the visitor centers and we biked up to the Coast Guard station.
And it was stunning, and it was beautiful and romantic and gorgeous. It's everything people say it is.
Yeah, so go there and definitely go to, like, the visitor center that has the overlooks on the Kettle Ponds and Race Beach, is it?
The Lighthouse Beach.
So there's a lot of different places along the National Seashore that we drove to.
Coast Guard Beach.
And we loved, and it was great, but we didn't end up spending a lot of time.
Which was surprising, but not disappointing.
No, we thought we would, but we didn't. Because another recommendation that was given to us was...
from the Magic List.
Right, was a bay beach, First Encounter Beach, that we ended up going to on our very first beach day.
And it was a perfect heavenly day. And for us with young kids, the bay beaches were just much better for us. They were awesome. Right? Mm-hmm. So why did we end up loving those bay beaches so much?
The bay beaches are very tidal. So when it is low tide, you have like ages of beach in front of you, stretched out with all of these little tide pools and grasses.
All these little nooks and crannies for the kids to explore.
And the kids are just like running around and digging and splashing.
It's really pretty a magical place.
Right. And then the water comes in and then all of a sudden they're like
But it comes in. It comes in gently. And it's very calm. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for them for swimming.
But when the water came in, we had the kayak. Mm-hmm. And they were all in the kayak. And we could kind of like pull them around a lot in that like shallow water.
The water went from being ankle high to knee high to maybe waist high at most.
Yeah. I mean, it was a definite gradual.
Yeah, but it was a pretty awesome seeing it go from sort of that sandbar and those nooks and crannies.
So, like I said, we left for Cape Cod the day after we finished school. We're teachers. And this was kind of like our first official summer day at the beach, was on a bay beach.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. We were there for the entire day. And at the end of the day, you had all of like that feeling of just having been in the sun and in the salt water. And like everything about it was the perfect day at the beach. And the kids were so, nobody was getting rolled by the waves or like we
so
have
calm,
a 1 year
so gentle,
old.
And the water was warmer.
Yeah.
Than and the ocean water.
Right. So everything about it was the perfect day at the beach for young kids. And we loved it.
And the water was crystal clear too. Just not, it was not what I pictured. I pictured a rough, choppy bay.
So every day thereafter, you know, when we were deciding what to do, we wanted to go to a bay beach.
Yeah, we did. We ended up at First Encounter several times. It was one of the highlights of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
The next place you don't want to miss if you go to Cape Cod is Nickerson State Park. When we wrote about it for Jayco, we said that it's the best $5 you could ever spend.
It was $5 to get in. And we didn't know what kettle ponds were before we went to Cape Cod. But we found out.
I don't know if they still know what a kettle pond is.
I do. It's all the glaciers. And the glaciers, like, you know, when that went out, it left these, you know, fresh, basically fresh water.
Crystal clear ponds
on the sandbar in the middle of the ocean,
right.
Really, which is what Cape Cod is. So it's a juxtaposition between the salt water of the ocean and the bay. And we learned what the kettle ponds were, and then we also experienced them at Nickerson State Park.
With great swimming for the kids. We kayaked. We went to Flax Pond, which I think is one of the best
it
ponds
has a little
for
beach.
Swimming. Was there a lifeguard as well?
I think there was.
But
at one point, there
beach.
Was a ranger there who was doing a little demonstration with all
right.
the different animal
right.
like hides
it was really,
and stuff.
It was
really,
really
cute,
lovely. You know, I think Thoreau wrote about.
There's a boat rental right by there.
There's a boat rental place if you want to rent SUPs or kayaks. In fact, I did not bring my kayak paddle, even though I brought my gigantic kayak. I ended up walking over there and renting a kayak paddle just for the day, which I think they charged me like $20,
well,
$10 or $20.
We forgot those. It, so we had to pay the penalty. But there was lots of nice campgrounds ringing.
Yes. The campground in
there.
Nickerson State Park is also famous. It's famous for being a good bargain price, really large sites. And being
very rustic. We drove around a lot.
Rustic. Really beautiful. If you're state park people, Nickerson State Park's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we highly recommend a day trip into Nickerson State Park when you're on Cape Cod. The next thing we'd recommend, which maybe was your favorite, if I'm remembering correctly, was the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary.
It was beautiful. We were shocked at how gorgeous it was. And what a nice education center. And the people who were working there were so educational.
They're very patient with the boys and showing them the displays and interacting with them.
They have a little center where they can see things like blue lobster and different fish. And obviously have like, you know, coloring pages and books and everything. And then the highlight of the place, I think, is that there's this boardwalk that goes out through a tidal area. The boardwalk is actually covered when it's high tide.
And it goes
so
up to
they
the
have
bag.
To tell you the tidal times. When you get there, they say, oh, if you want to like get out there to the bay on the boardwalk, go out now or wait.
We got lucky. Our time was good.
We did. Our timing was good. And we were able to walk all the way out there. But while we were out there, that water started coming in.
That's right.
And we were like, oh, look, it's creeping. The shoes, you know, that were on the side started to float. So we had to walk back. So we were really lucky, but it's great because then there's all of the crabs all over the place scuttling around.
I think what we found stunning was the variety of landscape, though. And I think that's really one of the central things we loved about Cape Cod, maybe as opposed to the Jersey Shore, where the landscape along the beach is fairly similar.
North Carolina, because we love the Outer Banks.
Is it the variety of landscape as you walked out to the bay, through the forest, through the marsh, out across that boardwalk, out to the bay, to the sandy beach. It's a pretty stunning walk out
you
there.
You feel like you get to have your beach vacation, and you also get to have so much more, which I feel like sometimes when you go on a beach vacation, you feel like
that's all it is.
Right. You're not going to be hiking on a beach vacation. You're not going to be doing any of that stuff. You're just going to be going to the beach. And that's great. We love that because we're obviously born and raised beach people. But this was something so special for us because we felt like it kind of combined all of our favorite things in the world. Like
it really did.
With the lakes and the beach and
not
the hiking.
Not mountains for hiking, but great hiking.
Yeah, fun and really beautiful. And the boys loved it.
Yeah, so if you go to Cape Cod, you have to visit.
They had a
place.
Great scavenger hunt too, which I always love. A booklet with things for the boys to find.
Right.
And they were obsessed with finding everything in that book. And they even lied about something, I think. They were like, I saw it. I can't remember what it was. But I was like, we didn't see that yet. And they're like, no, because they wanted to finish the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, so very kid friendly. And it really gets our highest recommendation. If you get out to Cape Cod, you have to go to the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, which is linked to the Audubon in some way or managed by
it
the
says
Audubon.
It's the Massachusetts
Audubon.
Yeah, Wellfleet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to talk about P-Town.
Which we went to for a day and we loved.
We loved P-Town. That was our first full day in Cape Cod, I believe we went there.
Right. It was a little bit overcast. It was a little bit drizzly, but then by the time we got there, it wasn't. So it was totally fine for walking around. But since it was overcast, we thought this is the perfect day to go into downtown. And we did. We had, a great recommendation from the magical list that was for the library.
Of all places.
Like, right. Like, oh, go to P-Town and don't miss
the
library.
Library.
And oh, it was so amazing.
We could not rip the boys out of there.
No, they did not want to go to lunch.
We were there for about 2 hours.
Yeah, they had everything there. And there was this big, huge part of a tall ship in there.
It's like a recreation of a tall ship.
And there was just like things for them to dress up in and things for them to play with. And there was little computers for them to play on and books to read. And it was just a really
They would not leave. We wanted to go eat lunch.
Place.
In fact, Wesley and I left. I took Wes because I wanted to visit a couple bookstores.
Right.
And you guys met up with me later because we could not get them to leave.
And I still had to negotiate them out of the library.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, we need to go eat lunch and then maybe ice cream. Like, who knows what I told them.
Yeah.
But I really had to negotiate them out of there. It was just such a beautiful, free, like, amazing place for a family to spend the afternoon. So well worth a visit.
Now,
without kids.
The main drag's also great. Again, it was crowded. It was touristy. It was a little bit crazy and zany.
Fun.
But really fun.
Fun.
Really
fun.
And we loved a couple of
Lots
the
of
used
activities.
Bookstores.
You can walk out on the pier, like that pier with all of
the fishing boats,
and everything.
Et cetera.
So the boys could really see all the boats and walk right up to them, and they were really fascinated by that.
Yeah, so a day trip to Provincetown is a really great trip to make from Atlantic Oaks. It's about a 25-mile drive, but it's also a really pretty drive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Going by the dunes and everything. We saw foxes scampering along the dunes on the drive, like just a fun drive.
Yeah, so some people spend their whole summers in Provincetown. We recommend staying at Atlantic Oaks, heading out there for a great day trip.
Mm-hmm. And while we were there, we got the recommendation to eat lunch at...
Oh, we're going to forget the name of this place.
Can we not think of it?
I can't think of the name of it.
Maybe it's on our website.
At the end of the podcast, we'll come back and mention it.
It's on our website.
It was up near the bay.
It was a total fish and chips shack place. And it had a counter that you could order. And the husband and wife that were running the place were, like, arguing with each other. Like, as you would order food, they'd be like, stop yapping and get the French fries. You know, like, it was that kind of a place.
I can almost picture the sign in my head. And if we continue podcasting.
Mojo's. It was Mojo's. Yeah,
that's
we got
right.
it.
I was okay. just about to say, if we continue podcasting into old age, this is like a sneak preview of the podcast 20 years from now. Now, our last recommendation, and really a super important recommendation, is the Cape Cod Baseball League. Now, I got to go with Joe and the boys, and Stephanie stayed home with Wes, and I'm sad she missed it. It was just a tremendous experience. The Cape Cod Baseball League is incredibly talented players, many of the college players, many of them go on to the major leagues. The games are free. You can donate if you want. And it really just feels like you're stepping into a time machine, going back 100 years ago and watching a baseball game.
It's like bleachers, right?
The bleachers are like every seat is good. The bleachers overlook the field, the crack of the wooden bat. And you don't, I mean, they sell hot dogs here, but you can also get a bowl of chowder.
Right.
And the chowder was awesome. They have great t-shirts.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so we went to see the Orleans Firebirds playing the Harwich Mariners in the little town of Harwich. And it was just everything about this league.
And the boys came back with, like, their little bats.
Yeah, it's our top recommendation for a souvenir, is getting a hat or a t-shirt from the Cape Cod Baseball League. And just a really wonderful night out, enjoying baseball, enjoying really the best of Cape Cod. And not to be too dramatic, but really the best our country has to offer in the summertime. So if you're there in June or July or into August, you've got to hit a game in the Cape Cod Baseball League.
So for our recommendations this week, we would love to point you to Cape Cod's guidebooks. They are ubiquitous on Cape Cod. You can find them at all the local businesses. They're these little books. They have It's Kids on the Cape and the guidebook Cape Cod. And all of the activities that are going on that week, all of the places to go, it's all in these guidebooks, and they're really helpful.
And you can find them pretty much any store there.
Right. They have those little bins outside, and they're always full of them. So we used them a lot while we were there. Now, you can find them online at www.mobilecape.com. They're also on Facebook, and they always do updates on what's going on. And we happen to really love their Instagram feed, at Guidebook Cape Cod.
Beautiful photographs.
And that always gets us in a mood for visiting a place and seeing what people are
posting
about pictures. And
they'll repost your photographs if you use
#GuidebookCapeCod.
And they have about 9,000 followers on Instagram, and for good reason. It's a really beautiful gallery. Mm-hmm. We'd also like to recommend a book this time. It's called Land's End, A Walk in Provincetown. It's by Michael Cunningham. And I read this during the week that we were there, and it is a gorgeous book about Cape Cod, and more specifically about Provincetown. Michael Cunningham is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who wrote the book The Hours about Virginia Woolf that was made into that great movie, The Hours. And he summers in Provincetown every year for many, many years. And this is just really a love song to Provincetown and to Cape Cod. The prose is gorgeous. It's less than 200 pages. It's a nice, quick, short read. It'll really get you in the mood to head out to Cape Cod for a great RV vacation.
And one of our readers left a comment on our Cape Cod Family Trip Planner on our blog, livelittlecampers.com. And Christine said, "We just returned from the Cape and had a great lobster lunch at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. They have a fish market and they have a restaurant next door. It's very cute. It has two outdoor decks. We waited 15 minutes for seating on the lower deck. It was so worth the wait. We had a beautiful view overlooking Buzzards Bay. Food was delicious. They even had Adirondack chairs for you to sit on and enjoy the view and a cocktail. It is definitely one of our favorites, and we plan on going back." So we haven't tried it there, but Christine recommends it, and we will try it the next time we go.
Another one of our readers, JP, and his wife, Kathy, also took a trip to Cape Cod after reading our articles for JCO and on our blog. They stayed at Atlantic Oaks. They ate at a lot of the places where we ate, and they had fun at a lot of the places where we
And they loved Wellfleet Bay.
They loved Wellfleet Bay. They loved Nickerson State Park. And they and JP recommended that we should go into the trip planning business. And that sounds like a great get-rich-quick scheme.
Yeah, you can really make
Stephanie
a living
Stephanie and I
there.
Tend to only spend our time doing things that will help us get rich quick.
Like teaching.
That's why we went into education, and that's why we're into podcasting right now.
All right, JP, we're thinking about it.
The big bucks. Actually, JP, it's a great idea, and we do think about it.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And you can read all about our family adventures on LiveLittleCampers.com.
Join us next week when I discuss 10 ways to eat lobster rolls with your eyes closed.
Or you can join me as I discuss all of my Pinterest board ideas for shaming those cars that drive too fast through the campground.
And we'll also discuss our big Beanstalk coffee giveaway. I'm actually thinking we should do a Beanstalk coffee giveaway.
All right, we'll talk about this
all And there. There's one more thing I have to say. I want to give a big shout out to Stephanie, who did this entire hour-long podcast tonight with a major injury. Stephanie, do you want to tell everybody about the injury that you suffered today?
Oh, I don't.
One of the boys, we were eating out at a really nice restaurant today, and one of the boys...
Well, it was Wes. I told him to share his cheeseburger, and he basically threw it. And it was about to fall off the table, but I caught it in my lap. And in doing
you
so...
You caught the hamburger with your legs.
With my legs. I caught the cheeseburger in my lap.
And you claim you pulled
a muscle doing it.
So we almost had to cancel tonight's episode because of this bizarre hamburger injury.
I'm icing.
Next week, actually, I think you need to join us for my hamburger toss segment where I toss hamburgers up in the air and we watch Stephanie catch them in between her legs. Though you won't be able to watch it, I will. And it's going to be really
funny. Goodbye.
Have a great night. We'll see you next week.